pointy end of the federal election campaigns here, with just 2 weeks of campaigning left. After a messy week last week, both the major parties will try and return to a policy focus. Joining me now is political reporter Tom Eagledon. Tom, good morning. There are two opinion polls out this morning, and we treat polls very cautiously at the ABC, but the leaders will be closely analysing them.
As they always do during election campaigns, Sabra, as we know. And yes, News poll this morning is still giving Labor an edge at 51-49. Ipsos, a little bit more of an edge, 52-48. They are very much in line with what we've seen over the last few weeks. There was a slight tightening in the polls at the start of this campaign, but really since then, not much. Sabra, interestingly, we do have a different picture when it comes to Bill Shorten. His approval rating's down in the News poll measures, but in Ipsos, in the Fairfax papers, he's closed the gap with Scott Morrison. So make of that what you will, Sabra, a confusing picture. They're perhaps suggesting that voters are a bit all over the shop and perhaps haven't even really turned on, especially in the last week of the campaign, to the campaign.
And what policies are the leaders going to be putting under the spotlight today?
Well, after that very messy week last week, where both leaders were really taken off track due to those social media scandals that we saw, they will try and focus on policy, as we said. Both are in Sydney today. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is going to focus on his Made in Australia campaign, as he puts it, with some emphasis on those export incentives and the Manufacturing Modernisation Fund. Labor will focus on its pitch to encourage employers to take on long-term unemployed, both the young and the old. There is an argument, though, just developing this morning, Sabra, when it comes to multinational tax avoidance. A very interesting one. We'll hear now from both the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and the opposition leader, Bill Shorten.
The retirees are going to be taxed 27 times harder than multinationals under Bill Shorten's policies. That retirees tax is going to hit $5 billion a year. And Bill Shorten is going to totally let multinationals off the hook.
We've said that we want multinationals to pay their fair share. I announced yesterday, actually, a new scheme to stop some multinationals treating the Australian tax system as a doormat, which they, you know, wipe their boots on coming in and out of Australia. We've also said that we want to wind back unsustainable negative gearing.
That's the opposition leader Bill Shorten speaking there on Channel 7 this morning, and before him the Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Radio 2GB, and of course our reporter Tom Eagledon.